USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell is warning of the lasting damage a prolonged recession could cause. He says the White House and Congress have to continue to take action.
We ought to do what we can to avoid these outcomes, and that may require additional policy measures. At the Fed, we will continue to use our tools to their fullest until the crisis has passed and the economic recovery is well underway.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi is defending the huge price for the Democrats' latest recovery proposal.
That's a big price tag, but the American people are worth it.
It's more than $3 trillion. She says the package is a starting point for talks. Republicans are flatly dismissing the proposal. She says the government needs to act.
This is the biggest disaster that our country has ever faced.
This is USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand and you care about your credit, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it'll take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 6 million people with credit card debt. Without destroying your credit, they can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. The program works. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services, Inc. 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM 1492. Oregon DM 80092. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation. Commission License Number DC 83. Service may adversely affect an individual's credit. Non-payment of debt may lead to additional finance charges or collections activity, including legal action. Not a loan company.
Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden and Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders named leaders and members to special task forces that will work to unite the party on policy issues going into the November election. The priorities of the Unity Task Force are to advise Biden's campaign on six main issues: climate change, criminal justice reform, economy, education, health care, and immigration. Sanders was the last remaining Democratic candidate to drop out last month, leaving Biden as the presumptive nominee. Both men later pledged to work together with the aim of uniting the party and defeating President Trump in November. The leaders named include former Secretary of State John Kerry, New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, Florida Congresswoman Kathy Castor, who chairs the House Climate Change Committee, and Mary Kay Henry, president of the Service Employees International Union. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians and public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
Some elections may be favoring one party. USA Radio's Chris Barnes has details.
Special elections in Wisconsin and California looking good for Republicans. The GOP held the seat that former Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy vacated last year as State Senator Tom Tiffany beat Democrat Tricia Zunker. In Southern California's 25th Congressional District special election, Republican Mike Garcia holds a 56-44% lead over Democrat Christy Smith in a bid to retake a seat that was held by former first-term Democratic Representative Katie Hill. Kara Eastman won the Democratic primary in Nebraska's 3rd District, and she'll now challenge Republican Congressman Don Bacon. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Orange juice and citrus sales have surged during the COVID-19 pandemic, which the industry attributes to mostly consumers' desire for vitamin C to boost immune systems. The increasing sales means that citrus growers were spared the disasters that many other produce growers and some dairy farms saw as restaurants closed suddenly in mid-March. So far, juice prices haven't jumped, but frozen orange juice futures spiked about 20% at one point, growers and industry sources said. The only exception was lemons, which primarily go to restaurants, bars, and food service establishments. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.